Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off the editorials on this Tuesday with a company update from Koya Silver, traded on the CSE under the symbol KUYA and on the OTCQB under the symbol KUYAF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, David Stein. Now, I know a lot of our listeners are following along with Koya Silver and some of the news that has come out, not just yesterday on Monday, but also earlier on this month. Now, David, let's start off with the Bethania project. Now, this project is in central Peru. When you and I first talked about it, the deal was still underway to actually close the deal and bring the Bethania project fully into Koya Silver. That completion of the acquisition was announced on December 16th. The news release from yesterday, December 21st, provides a general update of the exploration plans and development plans for Bethania. Give us a broad overview on what the goals are here and to advance this project into some form of production, please.
Well, thanks, Corey. That's a great way to start. First of all, I think since we did the RTO back in October, closing the acquisition was, a huge focus for the management. And so closing it last week was a great accomplishment. And what that means now is we can really get boots on the ground and ramp things up at the Bethania site. We were somewhat limited as to what we could do before that. But now, now we can really spread our wings and get working at site, which is very exciting for 2021. In terms of what we'll be planning to do, it's our plans are quite aggressive. We're basically looking to do a dual track all year. So on one track, we would be doing exploration and resource definition. In the first quarter, we'll be focusing on the near mine area to get better confidence on what we're going to be mining over the first few years. And we can use that data not just for a resource model, but also for our mining engineering design that we're doing at the same time. So that's one track. And then the other track will be the mine development track. So you will see us talk about, getting a few final permits that we need. We have the major one we got earlier this year, but there are a few minor permits that we need, and then we'll be looking to basically get into construction, and we'll be doing building exercises, various things, both underground with the mine and also with our plant tailings. Lots of jobs to do at site, but they're all things that can be managed over the next year, in our opinion. So that's what's going to be happening. So kind of a dual track. Drilling exploration on one hand and then mine development on the other, so that we're ready to go into production.
So when it comes to that aspect of drilling, where you're drilling in and around the mine area, building up your confidence in the resource, do you have a general idea of how many meters, how many holes this is going to take?
Well, what we've planned right now is a 5,000 meter drill program, of which 80% of it, or 4,000 meters, is targeted in the, around the existing mine. And then that remaining 20% is we're going to be stepping out to the east and, doing some shallow holes to look at extending the veins along strike. So that's what we've planned. Obviously, these things can change on the fly, but that should give us a lot of really good data. I mean, we already have a tremendous amount of data from the underground sampling that's been done historically here in the 6 kilometers of horizontal workings that we have access to. But, drilling will just give us, an added even more confidence as to what we have, both in some of the mining areas and a little bit at depth as well.
So when it comes to these step out holes too, this is a bit more exploration that would be ongoing here. What's the strategy in terms of step out distance and the actual location of some of these step out holes?
Well, so we're going to use there's a few historical kind of zones at surface that we know about that are about maybe 500 meters east of the mine, And one of them is called Española Dos. That was actually mined, and there's actually an added into that. And then there's another target at surface that's been identified called the Mercedes vein. So these, we believe, are part of a bigger east-west system. These are just, you know, kind of single veins that are part of a bigger east-west swarm of veins. And they just happen to be right at surface and were discovered previously, but not all the veins go, daylight at surface. So so it's just a good place to start. It's kind of a lower risk step out. And then we can, we can sort of backfill it in and connect it up with the mine once we get a handle on where those veins are.
So, David, what's some of the budget for this program, at least initially into next year?
I think, you know, it's going to be in and around $1 million US to do that, you know, kind of first phase of drilling and the associated work to set that up.
Okay. And just to summarize then, when it comes to Bethania, the strategy is here to get some drills on the ground, build up some confidence, all with the strategy or at least ambition of being in production in a relatively short time frame. Can you just summarize that strategy for Bethania before we move on, please?
Yeah, I mean, we're very production focused with Bethania. We do feel like we could be commissioning the mine, the new plant that we've permitted to build. We're permitting. We have the EIA for it. So the plant is the main, you know, the main thing that we're doing there, and we feel like we can get it up over the course of 2021, constructed and commissioning by the end of the year. You know, expand the underground at the same time with some development over the second half of the year, and then that way, you know, we'll be ready to produce and start ramping up production, you know, as early 2022. So that would be the kind of the plan right now. And the whole time or most of the time, you'll see us drilling. You know, initially, as I said, it's to increase confidence and to help us plan the early years of the mine. But then as the year goes on, we'll do more and more kind of stepping out both along strike and at depth, and with the goal of making the resource quite a bit bigger. You know, we see Bethania expanding again in the longer term. So, you know, from our first phase of 350 tons per day, which is what we permitted in the EIA, we'd like to go bigger than that. But, we'll need to build up some resources first before we make that decision.
Okay, let's move on now to the other announcement that came in the news release yesterday. And this is an agreement or a letter of intent to acquire properties in the historic Cobalt Silver Mining District. Now, this letter of intent is with First Cobalt Corp, and it is to acquire the Kerr Project. There's also an option on the remaining cobalt assets, about a 70% option. But first and foremost, let's talk about this Kerr Project. What attracted you to the Kerr Project, and how does it fit into the overall strategy of the company?
Well, when we were introduced to the opportunity at Cobalt and first started doing our due diligence, you know, it was a bit of a fairway shot, so to speak, in terms of what we were looking for. But the more I looked at it, I did see quite a lot of similarities with what we're doing in Peru. Geologically and metallurgically, it is different, but from a mining perspective, there's a lot of similarities. I mean, this was a small tonnage but very high grade mining camp, and you know, the endowment here is just spectacular. I mean, just in the immediate cobalt area, they produced almost 500 million ounces of silver, and then you know, it's probably about 600 million when you include some of the other satellite districts. The Kerr area specifically, what we liked about it was that, you know, it was by far the most advanced part of the First Cobalt package, which they have, to their credit, amassed a huge land package there of about 10,000 hectares. But of that, the Kerr area around Kerr Lake, just south of the town of Cobalt, was the most advanced. It has the most historical mining on it, including a mine called Silver Fields that was mined by Teck up until 1989. So that actually was the very last mine to close in the area in terms of, you know, modern mining. And And when first Cobalt did go in and hit this property with drilling, or hit the Cobalt area with drilling back in 2017-18, by far most of the drill holes were around this Kerr area. And this is where we see some very high grade hits in the drilling, which are consistent with what was mined historically, these kind of bonanza style silver veins. That's what we are interested in going and following up. You know, I wouldn't look at doing an acquisition here if we didn't think there was legitimate production potential. But, you know, I think a lot of the exploration guys and maybe some of the promoters who've had their hands on this ground for the last 30 years, 30 plus years, have really been trying to find something else and really change the Cobalt story. Where I see the opportunity is really taking Cobalt back to its roots, small scale. But I don't mean that in a bad way. I think that's a good thing here. We can do, you know, the super high grade, small tonnage, small environmental footprint, and we can produce a lot of silver that way. And so I do see the opportunity here. It's definitely an earlier stage project. It's going to take us a few years before we sort of have a handle on where we would build our first mine. But, you know, that's where we're going with it. And that's why we decided we wanted to buy it.
So any more insights that you can give us on the initial work program that you guys will undertake here just to get the ball rolling at this Kerr project?
Sure. So as part of the deal, if you go through the terms, you'll see that we worked out a deal. So the First Cobalt would spend some flow through money that they had raised previously on our behalf. So we'll have, I'd say the first few months will be funded by First Cobalt, and then we'll take over from there. Our early targets on Kerr, we're going to go after some of those high grade intersections that we mentioned in the press release. You know, some of them are over 1,000 grams per ton silver. And what we really want to do is we want to evaluate whether we think they are associated with an extension of one of the known historical mines or whether it's a brand new discovery, and then work out where we drill from there to just build up some tonnage. But I expect, you know, similar to what we're doing in Bethania, some closely spaced drilling. We want to build up some tonnage, some ounces, so that we can sort of justify being there in the longer term. So that will be the focus on the Kerr property or the Kerr assets over the first year. And then more regionally on the joint venture, really the goal there is to find a brand new kind of cluster of these vein deposits, which they do occur in clusters, and these clusters can be 50 to 100 million ounces. So there's lots of, you know, open ground in the region that is prospective, that has the right geology, but just for various reasons historically hasn't been explored. And those are areas we want to look at to kind of, you know, see if we can make a bigger discovery in the longer term. But there's lots of parallels to Peru here in the sense that we've got low hanging fruit in this case at Kerr, and then we've got the bigger potential with the bigger 10,000 hectare package.
All right, I will post a link to this news release because there's a lot of information on the deal terms and also this option on the remaining Cobalt Camp assets. We don't need to go too much into those details, but really what matters here is that the company has 6 months to exercise this option, and then all these payments can start kicking in. David, just wrap us up with a summary of news that investors can be expecting into next year early on, please.
Sure. First, let's talk about Peru. So we're going to be, we'll continue to provide updates as we go forward with the drill program. We should have some, you know, results, you know, I guess a few, maybe a month or so after we get the drills turning. So there'll be kind of steady news on that, especially once we get going. And then at the same time, we'll be keeping the market updated regularly on our progress with the mind development side of things. So I think there's actually going to be lots of news on that front. And then in Canada, the Cobalt Project again. First of all, we have to close the deal, so that we'll have a definitive agreement, in the first quarter, hopefully earlier in the first quarter of 2021, and then I think pretty soon after that, you'll see us get into the field and get some drills going at Kerr, so that we can get some information from that project as quickly as possible.
Okay, David, I really appreciate this update. I'm sure some of our listeners have some more questions, so please, everyone, email me your questions, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get David to address those in a future interview. David, thank you again for your time. I hope you have a great rest of your week, a very Merry Christmas, and Happy Holidays.
Thanks, Corey. Merry Christmas to you, too.